Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. A pay raise of 2% is the biggest change in the new master contract between the Lamar's Community School Board and the Lamar's Community Education Association. The school board Wednesday approved a tentative contract agreement for fiscal year 2025-26 and then voted to approve distribution of the contracts to the district's teachers and staff. The 2% increase raises base pay for teachers by $865 to $44,124. Total cost of the increase is $464,000 in the next fiscal year. This agreement also increases base pay for school nurses by $5,000. As required by state law, minimum pay will be set at $50,000 for a full-time nurse with an Iowa teaching license or professional certificate. Orange City and Alton are working on a number of residential property developments. The city has finalized transfer of property on Salem Street, north of Iowa Highway 10, to developer R. Perry for construction of rental units. This is City Administrator Earl Wildstrom.
We're developing some much-needed rental properties. The area that we're working with them on is on Salem Avenue, just north of our Dollar Fresh store. The plans are that R. Perry would be building six 12-unit rental properties that would have one, two, and three-bedroom homes on that property. And
Wadstra says the Salem Street property will fill a niche of available housing in Orange City.
We're ready for also a plat to be developed by R. Perry and that they would be able to begin the infrastructure. They will be putting in their own additions to the road and the infrastructure that they need for that development. We expect, you know, at least initially that's going to be in the $5 million range, but it could eventually be as much as a $15 million investment in housing.
Other developments are in the Canal Heights area, west of the elementary school, and four custom lots on Wyland Avenue on the north side of the city. 14 more residential lots are around the new elementary school. 18 available lots are in the Gelderland addition to the south and east of the new school, and 29 lots from Puddle Jumper additions 9, 10, and 11. These projects come from the city's 25-year development plan. The city of Alton has housing plans of its own. The Alton Economic Development Corporation housing project, Fairview Meadows 3rd Edition, is under construction. Grading and utilities were completed last year, and paving has a completion date of August 29. Lots will be available as soon as paving is complete. There are 24 lots in this addition. In the future, the city will expand housing closer to the Orange City Alton limits, east of the Orange City Elementary School. A bill headed to the governor's desk would change how the state defines bullying and harassment in schools. Current law says bullying can be based on a list of traits like race, religion, sexual orientation, or political belief. Republicans say the law is being misinterpreted, and if the victim doesn't fit one of the traits, the bullying is being passed off as two kids having a disagreement. The bill defines bullying and harassment as repeated and targeted acts and conduct that create a hostile school environment for a student. Democrats who oppose the bill say that means students will have to endure repeated harassment before schools can step in. Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law a bill that requires Iowa schools to enforce policies that restrict students from using smartphones when they're in classes. Reynolds says her own grandchildren weren't very happy with her for proposing the legislation, but she says rising student performance in schools that have already limited students' access to cell phones shows it's the right policy. The no cell phones in class rule for public schools goes into effect on July the 1st. An Iowans for Tax Relief created an online portal with information about every public school in Iowa. Sarah Curry, research director for the Iowans for Tax Relief Foundation, says it includes the graduation rate for each district as well as things like ACT scores, enrollment, and budget data. The website shows property tax levy rates for each school district, but also includes the Iowans for Tax Relief opinion on whether it's reasonable. Iowans for Tax Relief is lobbying legislators to cut property taxes. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.